Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone.
But it's the USA, baby.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
America, welcome to Friday edition.
It's a big old land
of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flynn is here, and you run the show here, folks. 701-271-1100 is our telephone number. Call us at 701-271-1100. Got a little open phone time to start the program. Anything on your mind, let us know. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about careers in healthcare and starting them young. Literally, programs from kindergarten through 12th grade to explore careers in healthcare. So we'll tell you about that with the top executive directors of human resources from Sanford Health coming up at the bottom of the hour. Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. So your chance to ask him anything you'd like to ask him. 701-271-1100. You can text us too. 701-237-1590. Email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Vikings lost, so we're not going to talk about that. We'll just put that one in the rearview mirror. I think, Kev, I'm contemplating going on strike today.
Okay.
Because I want a 42% increase in pay over 5 years, and yeah. I want a 32-hour work week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of the 40.
Yeah. So this is what the UAW workers are asking for: 32-hour work week. Okay, is it American to ask for a 32-hour work week? I mean, is that not?
Here's the thing, and I'm all about capitalism and all about all of it, but you know, and I know part of what they're like. Ford, for example, 12-month gross profits of $25 billion, and I know they have stocks and stockholders, and I mean all of the things too, but I mean, there's a lot of profit working there, and I'm sure those workers are going, well, hey, a little something for the effort, a little more for the effort. But I'm not in the biz. I have no idea. But I did some searching this morning.
Yeah, so but if a company is losing money, then should the workers give up pay?
That's obviously a great point, too. You know, I got a few texts on this morning just talking about this. Yeah, it's interesting. The 32-hour work down from 40 and make more money. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And the UAW president said that our members are working 60, 70, even 80 hours a week just to make ends meet. That's not living. It's barely surviving, and it needs to stop. Well, again, this is a choice. This is a choice to work 60, 70, 80 hours a week.
Yeah, no.
You're making truly, that choice to make more dollars.
Yep, I agree. I do agree. Yep.
And to go from that to say we want to see a four-day work week, 32 hours for 40 years of pay. And by the way, pay us more. Pay us a lot more. They're offering a 20% hike. By the way, this is another failure of the Biden administration because old Say It Ain't So Joe in early September said they won't strike. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Are you sure he
said
that?
Yeah. So they're... They're in a little bit of trouble there now. But I'm amazed. Unbelievable. Four-day work week, 32 hours. Pay me more. Unbelievable. So you got Ford, General Motors, and what used to be Fiat Chrysler, what do they call it now? Stellantis or something?
Yeah, I forget.
Yeah.
Well, Hollywood's on strike, too. You got the actors and the writers, you know. Bill Maher's going back to work without his writers. What will he do?
One of the reasons they say they want 40% more is because the CEOs had a 40% pay increase. I hate that game, too. You know, well, the CEOs make more. So, well, if you want to be the CEO and make the big bucks, apply to be the CEO. You know, I mean, that's no picnic either, pressure that comes on them. So this is brewing. And about 12,700 employees are on strike right now. They're only going to get $500 a week from the strike fund, so that can't last all that long. And the record profits you're talking about, the big three combined had $21 billion in profits in the first 6 months of 2023. And UAW wants Ford and GM full-time assembly plant workers to make $32.32 an hour. Chrysler's at $31.77. So, this is the game. Who's right? You tell me. Right now, it is not into a full-blown crisis that could impact the economy, because that'll come if the larger numbers strike, but it's the beginning of that. So, interesting. Another story that needs our attention. This one in the front page of the Fargo Forum today. It is a story about what families suing to block North Dakota's law on transgender non-binary health care for children call an unconstitutional attack. And they found a family with a 12-year-old transgender boy. By the way, help me understand. Is a transgender boy someone that was born a girl and now wants to be a boy?
That is correct.
Yep. Okay. All right. So a boy is what he's now calling himself, because if you transgender to a boy, then you were a girl. And I'm not meaning to be cute or anything else. I just don't understand. So this girl that wants to be a boy.
Yeah.
12 years old.
Yep. Here we go.
Out front, as part of this lawsuit, two other families involved, a pediatrician, announced it yesterday. They say that House Bill 1254 is unconstitutional. The law, which was approved by the North Dakota legislature, signed by Governor Burgum, made it impossible for transgender children like this 12-year-old Tate to be happy. Well, I see how it works now. They get to decide what makes you happy. Kids can't be happy unless they have the ability at 12 years old to change their gender.
When did we lose the fact that kids need discipline and they're going to be unhappy when they get it? Kids are going to be grounded. They're going to be unhappy when they're grounded. They're going to be unhappy when they're sent to their room. They're going to be unhappy if they've gone so far that they need to get, you know, I mean, my dad would reach for his belt and I'd be like, oh, okay. Never even had to use it once.
But
we're all about keeping the kids happy now. I mean, hey, I want to be an astronaut. I want to go to NASA now and go to the moon now. Okay, honey, let's go get on a plane. This has to stop.
Incredible. And drag kids into this.
Oh, come on.
Gender Justice is the group that's doing this, and they find these kids to put out front on this. And
you know what I asked too, Scott? I would ask, you know, if your 12-year-old wants to live her life as a boy or his life as a girl, which would mean makeup, hair, shoes, dresses, that's fine. Or for, like we used to say, you know, tomboy, when your daughter wants to cut her hair short, not wear makeup, wear jeans, not do girl things, that's fine. Why do we need puberty blockers and hormones and surgeries and things that are why? Because that's where the pharmaceutical industry comes into this and makes all kinds of money on this. That's why.
House Bill 1254, to refresh your memory, sponsored by Bill Twite, who's a Republican from Hazen. It says doctors who perform sex assignment surgeries on children could face up to 10 years in prison and a $20,000 fine. Medical professionals who prescribe hormone treatment or puberty blockers to children also could be jailed for up to 360 days and fined $3,000.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. That's a good thing.
Where is the conversation about the long-term effects on children here from gender-affirming surgery? Where is that?
Oh, it's being had, just not in those circles.
It's Non-reversible.
They want to keep the kids happy. You know, Charlie Kirk's talking about it. We're talking about it. Lots of people are, and people that are going through it are talking about it. They're screaming to the rooftops.
By the
way,
Europe
is still doing it.
Europe has figured this out. Several European nations taking more restrictive approaches to gender-affirming care, the forum reports. Longitudinal data collected and analyzed by public health authorities in Finland, Sweden, the Netherlands, and England have concluded that the risk-benefit ratio of youth gender transition ranges from unknown to unfavorable. We don't know what this is going to mean if we do this to you, and it could be unfavorable, which seems to be a bit watered down.
I have a question, Scotty. If my young child identifies as an octopus, okay, and he wants six more arms sewn onto his body, can I go to one of these places and have and affirm that gender surgery? Can you find six arms off some cadavers to sew them on my young son because he identifies as an octopus? Is that possible now? I mean, don't think that sounds crazy.
There's more on this. We'll talk about it when we come back.
You know
plus the Matt
saying?
Gates, Kevin McCarthy feud.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To get cozy this fall. Some awesome slippers, maybe a robe, towels that actually dry you off, sheets that are incredible, the famous MyPillow. Right now, to get cozy this fall with MyPillow, you can save up to 80% when you use the promo code SCOTT. What's not to love about that deal? Promo code SCOTT. Save up to 80% at MyPillow.com. Headbeds, the best. If you don't have one of those, you need one. Dogs love them. Absolutely love them. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. More on this lawsuit questioning the constitutionality of a new law in North Dakota. A 15-year-old transgender girl said she has concerns about self-harm due to losing health care she received in the state. This is, come on, come on now. You're going to, a 15-year-old girl being used by these people, pushed out front to say, oh, self-harm. If you believe so strongly in gender-affirming health care, go to Minnesota. You can even go over there without mom and dad even finding out. They're a sanctuary state over there in Minnesota.
This is another, not going to end well. This is not going to end well.
The transgender boy said getting health care has become a hassle since the law has passed. The new law hurt him all over again because he knew he couldn't get the health care he and others needed in North Dakota.
First of all, what does he mean by health care? Is he talking about hormone blockers and hormones? I mean, he's talking puberty blockers and hormones, or are you talking about surgery? Whatever you're talking about, young lady, the answer is no. You can't have those yet. You're a child. The answer, where did we stop saying no to kids? No, honey, you're not a girl. We don't care. I mean, you can sure dress like one if you want, and you feel like one, that's fine. But you're not going to get whatever nonsense they've pumped into this kid about gender affirming health care. That's just pharma going, hey, money, give it.
Another topic. Kevin and I have a little different opinion over this battle royale between Matt Gaetz, Republican from Florida, and Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, the Speaker of the House. Texture says, McCarthy's a status quo guy, Scott. We need change. Please explain to me what the Republicans in the House have done the last 9 months under McCarthy. Well, we are light years ahead of where we were on the weaponization of government, as an example, cold, hard facts. Think of what we know about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the money they've taken from text messages and bank records and all the things that have come out. I think they've done a lot in the Oversight Department. I really do.
Yep.
And by the way, last go-around on this budget battle, they actually cut the budget. Never before have we had this year we're going to spend less real money than we did last year. Not slowing the growth, none of those budgetary games. It wasn't a lot. It was $12 billion. But it was at least a step in the right direction to say, no, we're going to spend less money this year than we did last year. Now, they have a 5-seat majority. And you have Republicans in Biden districts that can't go give a big bear hug to Matt Gaetz and hope to get reelected. Do we want to quote-unquote win by losing the House again? Not me. I think we've gotten a lot out of it. What does Gaetz want, Kev?
All right. This is he rolled down about the
Mr. Speaker,
the
dust off our written January agreement. You have a copy. Reflect on the spirit of that agreement and build on the start that we had moments ago. Begin to comply. No continuing resolutions, individual spending bills or bust. Votes on balanced budgets and term limits, subpoenas for Hunter Biden and the members of the Biden family who've been grifting off of this country, and the impeachment for Joe Biden that he so richly deserves.
All right, so if subpoenas, obviously they're doing that. Impeachment, they're obviously doing that with the impeachment inquiry.
Yep.
So what he's getting. These individual spending bills.
I think that's the big one.
I get it. Because if you do that, you can have further scrutiny budget by budget. But you realize this is an exercise in feeling good. Because you can go through that work, send it over to the Senate, and it's going to be the graveyard of anything. We don't control the Senate. Now, if it were me, I'd say vote on them. Let's vote on them and let's show where we're different and give our members a chance to say... You can't forget the Democrats are very good at this. The second you trim a budget on something, you're throwing grandma over the cliff, right? Democrats are really, really good at that.
The end of democracy, yeah.
And if you're doing it, knowing it's not going to become law, it's not going to get in front of Joe Biden, do you still do it? I'm asking, Kevin. Does that make you feel good? They voted on it. No chance it passes, but I feel better about it. I don't like the circular firing squad. You know, everybody's going to get half a loaf. You're not going to get a full loaf. Sorry, you got a five-seat majority in the House.
I know. I understand.
You got a swamp. You got a White House that's against you. You got a Senate that's against you.
Yep, that's the problem. I love it. I wish it happened yesterday. Those things should. I mean, we should. Why did we ever not have a balanced budget? Why do we always have deficit spending now? I mean, we go on down the list, but you're not going to solve any of that overnight. I know that.
It's easy to be a Matt Gaetz in the U.S. House. It's easy to be a Matt Gaetz. It's not nearly as easy to be Speaker of the House, have the full reins of Republican caucus with only a five-seat majority. That's the tough work. It's easy to say, you should do this, you should do that, why didn't you do this, and you should do more of that. And you notice the Democrats never do that? I mean, they got a little bit now, you can hear some grumbling about Biden, whether he's fit and the whole Hunter Biden thing. Yeah, there's a little bit of that bubbling under, but they're very rare.
That's part of the plan, though.
On the Democrats. What do you mean it's part of the plan?
They have tactics. Republicans don't. Terrible policies, great tactics. There's bad tactics to this infighting. All of this infighting in the GOP, bad tactics. Bad, bad, bad.
I agree with you, but I hear you cheerleading Matt Gaetz saying he's right and McCarthy's wrong.
Well, and again, we are where we are with the GOP and the rhinos, and you know, I understand that side of it too. I want it to happen overnight. It should have happened yesterday. I don't know. I think we put it out there, and if you have the votes, you have the votes. If you don't, then, you know, elect someone else.
We talked with Senator Cramer a little bit about this as well. He's a former member of the House and also can give you a tea leaves on what coming from the House would at least prompt a fight that we need in the Senate. Might not pass, but have the debate.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
That's something that I think is worthy of thinking about.
Well, if you want to vacate the chair, vacate the chair. If you have the votes, get it and vacate it and do it then. And if it's dead in the Senate, it's dead in the Senate. At least you did what you wanted to do.
Texture says, I've been meaning to text you for months. I just want to thank the flag for carrying gun talk on Sunday afternoons. I enjoy it very much. It's probably one of our more popular weekend programs. Some really good programs on the weekend on the flag.
Yeah, they have a huge following, too.
Yeah, gun talk is great. Sunday afternoons right here on the flag. Thank you for the notice. Texture says, the difference between 40 hours at a minimum wage and 32 hours at a 40% increase is $35 a week. Interesting. How do you build cars when everybody says they want to work 32 hours a week? How does that work? Another listener, the parents of that transgender 12-year-old should be charged with child abuse.
Yes.
Another, if transgenderism was a real thing, why do they need drugs before changing and drugs for the rest of their lives to deal with the pain and body rejecting? Uh-huh.
At Summit Carbon Solutions, the safety of landowners, communities, and workers is our top priority. Here are some of the safety steps we're following on our new carbon capture and storage project. Summit Carbon Solutions will use top-rated materials, including American-made steel. We'll go beyond U.S. Department of Transportation regulations. The pipeline will be buried at least 4 feet deep instead of the required 3. 100% of welds will be X-rayed instead of 10%. We'll deploy real-time leak detection and in-person monitoring 24/7, 365 days a year. This will be the safest pipeline ever built in the U.S. Pipelines are the safest mode of transportation, and the 5,300 miles of CO2 pipelines in service today are the safest of all pipelines. In fact, there has never been a fatality from a CO2 pipeline. This project will drive job growth across the Midwest and boost the ethanol and ag industries that are critical to the U.S. economy. Learn more at summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. They had months to agree on a new contract and no dice. United Auto Workers are officially on strike as of midnight last night against Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis in a labor strike that could cost billions in lost economic activity. UAW President Sean Fain.
Good evening, UAW family. I'm going to be brief because time's of the essence. For the past 24 hours, we've been actively bargaining with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. For the first time in our union's history, we had all three companies bargaining right here at the Solidarity House, leading into the final hours of our strike deadline. We've been working hard, trying to reach a deal.
A new study from Gallup and Walton Family Foundation revealed Generation Z, those between the ages of 12 and 26, least trust the presidency, the news, and Congress. Lance Pry, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Text I want to get to. A listener says, I bought a new 23 Dodge Ram for $90,000 this spring. Neither the UAW, the manufacturer, nor the car dealership wins. Dealership cares about the consumer buying the product. They just charge as much as possible. We are the ones that need some reduction in price with the high inflation. You know, this is a little thing that I never hear in an argument from a union, that we want 32-hour work week. We want a 40% hike in pay. Oh, okay. I guess we'll just sell cars for more then. I mean, the money has to come from somewhere.
No question.
These people have no clue. It's unbelievable. No clue. Couple of this year I want to get to before we get to our next guest. The reason we don't have power is because of our Republican establishment. We will not have any more power in 2024 because of that. All right? Another listener says, why no talk about finding and seizing any and all bank accounts and assets? This is why they want the impeachment inquiry. Because it gives them the investigative power to get things like that. We know what we know thanks to whistleblowers, but they've not been able to get all the documents they want.
You're never going to be able to get those. I mean, think about where they could put money over all these years in the Caymans, Swiss bank accounts. I mean, there's countries all over the world that hide money for these people. It's good luck with that, you know, maybe.
Listener says, when they do as Scott suggests, that's why we say they don't do anything. If we stood for what we believed in, everyone would be on record. Not doing it because it won't pass the Senate is letting them off. Okay. But you understand, with a five-seat majority, if you do that, budget by budget, spending bills individually rather than doing them all together, which they do, and regular order is ridiculous. You need Republican rule to fix that. But to do what you suggest by not letting them off means you're going to have Republicans that are in Biden districts hurting politically with a 5-seat majority for Republicans. I don't know about you, but about the only thing we have going for us right now is a Republican majority. That's it. That's why we know what we know about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. That's why we know what we know about Afghanistan and what happened there. The border and what's happening there. Our economy. It's all because of the Republican majority in the House. You want to risk that to feel better about some people going on record on a vote on a bill that's not going to pass in the Senate? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Just dealing with reality. But I welcome the differing opinion here today on the program. It's Friday. That might be a great day to save your cruise in I-94 headed east or west, exit 292 on I-94 gets you to the PetroServe USA in Valley City. Or how about I-29, Harwood location, take that exit. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Country Fried Steak, or jalapeno burgers today. Orange chicken at 12th and I-29. Tater Tot Hot Dish on NP Avenue. Salisbury Steak in Glendon. Tater Tot Hot Dish on 45th Street. And today, any PetroServe USA personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread is $5.99. Kev, they got 5-hour energies, two for $5, too, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
If that suits your fancy. Kevin actually uses that 5-hour energy stuff. I've always been a little worried about it.
Well, it works for me.
When you're our age, you need a little boost every now and then. But
I don't get the nap. I got to have a little, and then like when we were on Rapid, yeah, what was it? That would end up being a long night. Pretty good buy on those bad boys, too. I'm going to have to swing in there.
7 hours there, 7 hours back, up at 4 in the morning for a 5 o'clock show. Yeah, getting all set up and being there till the wee hours of the morning.
Worth every minute, though, meeting those great people and meeting the amazing folks that were there. It was awesome.
We could go today. That was great fun. Hey, let's talk a little bit about helping your children with career choices. Sanford Health has a really unique program for students, literally kindergarten through 12th grade, to explore careers in healthcare. DJ Campbell is the Executive Director of Human Resources at Sanford Health Bismarck, and Vanessa Leistad, Executive Director of Human Resources at Sanford Health Fargo, are going to join us to talk about career exploration. DJ and Vanessa, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Unfortunately, Vanessa's ill today, so she's not going to be able to join us. You just have me.
Not a problem. No problem at all. So we wish Vanessa well. First of all, this is a grow-your-own strategy, DJ, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct, yes. You know, we really, our primary strategy here in North Dakota as we look at workforce is really to grow talent organically, partnering with both our K-12 partners and then, of course, higher education. So, yes.
So tell me a little bit about how Sanford has provided opportunities for kids, literally K-12, to explore careers in healthcare. How do you do that?
Yeah, we have a program, our Aspire program, and really we've got 3 full-time individuals in North Dakota that go in and work with kids K-12, so elementary, middle school, and high school on career exploration. And so this comes in a number of different ways depending upon the group that they're working with. For the high school group, we do a program that's called MedX. And so that's after school hours. It's virtual and in person. They do 12 sessions a semester. And so we'll bring those students and do some hands-on activities with them. And the departments range from, you know, lab all the way over to nursing to help those kids understand what some of those careers might look like for them as they get into their later years of high school.
When you and I were in... When you and I were in school, DJ, there wasn't anything like that, was there?
There really was not. We also do a number of camps. And so we'll partner with our higher education partners, and we do, you know, really a tailored camp with each one of them. An example of that would be with Bismarck State College here. We do a camp to help individuals explore what we call allied health, so therapies, respiratory therapy, some of those things, some of those careers that, you know, a high school student may not be aware of. And so it's a great way to just formulate that partnership with higher education so the student gets access to industry and higher education at the same time.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And think about the impact. I mean, you could have literally an elementary student see something that just excites them, a little spark there, and it stays with them all through their high school years and obviously into the higher ed side as well. And these partnerships extend to higher education too, right?
That's correct, yes. We do a number of work with higher education with students.
How is that different in higher ed versus K-12?
You know, in higher ed, we're really looking, by then, the student has really kind of figured out what program they want to go into. So our partnership with higher education is really to offer, you know, clinical experiences that really supplement the program that they're going into. So, for example, for nursing, you know, just in Bismarck alone, we had almost 900 nursing students that came through and did clinicals in our facility. And so that gives them some of that training on the floors and in real world situations where they've got, you know, a member of the faculty from the higher education institution with them to kind of observe and work in coordination on the program that they're working with.
Very interesting. What higher ed institutions in North Dakota are you partnering up with?
All of them. Every year I get to go out and I get to meet with each of the administrative team on each of the universities that we work with. And there's a program with all of them right now. Actually, next week I'm headed out to NDSU and UND to talk about how we can, you know, further partner to make sure that we're getting as much workforce as we possibly can from those, from the higher education institutions.
And I know that obviously growing your own strategy is a product of a very, very, very tight workforce right now. Have you seen early signs that this is working, this is making a difference, that the numbers are increasing for students interested in career fields in healthcare?
We are, and it's really exciting to see that happen. You know, it's a long-term strategy as you're growing your own. But we've seen record hires for new, we call them new grads, those that are coming directly out of college, across the board in a number of different areas. I think there was a lot of concern that, you know, coming out of the pandemic that maybe those enrollment rates might drop a little bit, but we haven't seen that up to date. We've been able to really work hard with those higher education institutions to make sure they've got good enrollment numbers and that translates to good workforce for us.
I've heard of a number of businesses who are doing something similar where they also add, you know, some tuition help. Okay, you agree to come to work for us when you graduate, then you get some tuition help. Do you do anything like that?
Yep, we do with a number of different job families. I'll just give you one example, and that's with nursing. Right now, we do loan forgiveness of $20,000 for all nursing students that, you know, want to sign with us as they go into probably their second or third year of college when they've really kind of identified that program and been accepted. And so we sponsor them through those programs so that, you know, help them with a little bit of that tuition cost, which I think is an outreach college students' mind, or at least their parents for sure. And then also make sure that we've got those students signed and we've got some good workforce coming out of them.
Now, I know you're also working on the immediate needs right now with the pressure on frontline workers in the healthcare field. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing to fill those immediate needs.
Yeah. You know, our secondary strategy when it comes to workforce development is really to, you know, we've actually begun to recruit internationally. We've got a vendor that we utilize that gives us candidates that are fluent in English. They've passed an English fluency exam and also our bachelor's prepared for nursing, and so they will get us some candidates, and we hire them, and we've been very, very successful bringing a number of those folks from overseas to help supplement right now in the interim.
How does that work with their credentials or their accreditation?
Yep, and so we've worked with the Board of Nursing, and so recruiting internationally, you know, that's something that's been done for a long time in healthcare, probably not to the magnitude that we're seeing it being done right now. But they will go through the official transcripts are sent over to the Board of Nursing along with they have to pass what they call the NCLEX exam. And so that's the last test that you have to apply to become to get a nursing license. And so they'll go through and accredit it through, the international institution that they went to make sure that it meets the standards within the United States.
And then you help with their work visas as well then?
Yep, it's a sponsorship, and so through that program, you know, they're going to come over and serve, you know, typically it's a three-year term with us, and before that, those 3 years of work, we help sponsor them to get them over to the United States and then get them their green card.
Fascinating. How do folks find out more about these programs at Sanford Health, DJ?
You know, you can check out our website. We've got a ton of openings, and we're always looking for talented individuals at SanfordHealthCareers.org.
SanfordHealthCareers.org to find out more. DJ Campbell, Executive Director of Human Resources at Sanford Health Bismarck. Anything else you want to tell us?
No, I appreciate the time this morning, Scott. Thank you so much.
Yep, very innovative. Great idea. And parents, you know this is available. You can have those conversations with kids at home. I love it. Starting in kindergarten, for crying out loud. Thanks, DJ. Appreciate it very much. When we come back, somebody is asking why I'm ripping Matt Gaetz. Did I rip Matt Gaetz, Kev?
I don't know. You just don't agree with it, I think.
Yeah.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life, because you were made for more.
These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA. PetroServe
USA. Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutsman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, your education is meant to prepare you for much more than just that next lap on the corporate treadmill. It's meant to equip you to live a fulfilling, meaningful life. The University of Mary's flexible, affordable degree programs combine world-class career preparation with values-based life formation to help you unlock your fullest professional and personal potential. Rise to your calling with the University of Mary. You were made for more. Start today at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu. Joe in Ada, Minnesota. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe. Do me a favor and turn your radio down, Joe, and listen to us on the phone, and we'll be able to converse a little better here because of the feedback.
Hello, Joe.
Hello. Yeah, this is Joe, and I kind of agree with that, Getz, because nothing's being done. And the reason why is I want everybody out there to Google U.S. National Debt Clock, and it'll bring up all the debt we owe per person, per citizen, the national debt, what it is, how fast it's all in a, like a dial, and and every 35 seconds were another $1 million in debt. Just 2 months ago, it took like 40 seconds, and we were $1 million in debt. And you can watch the dials turn, and you can time it. And right now, I think it's even less than 35 seconds. It's between 35 and 30 seconds, we're $1 million in debt. And I think if the Speaker of the House brought that on national TV and showed them that clock with all the stuff going on and people actually seeing it, then they would do something about it. Because if it continues, pretty soon it's going to be every 20 seconds. Maybe in about 6 months, it'll be every 20 seconds, it's $1 million in debt. And everybody just, oh, well, we're in debt. This needs to stop. And Getz is right, because it needs to stop. Because I just turned 66, and I want my Social Security, and I paid into it. And the way it is right now, here in like 10 years, they're talking, they're going to drop it 25%. And that's even if it's there in 10 years. So I agree 100% with Getz. This guy, this Speaker of the House, needs to put his foot down and not sign any more money out. Cut it off. And we have to start, because if we don't, we're going to be broke. And you're not getting your Social Security, and neither is the guy with you on the radio. He's not going to get his Social Security either, and that's all I have to say.
Well, Joe, I want to ask you a question, though, Joe, before you go. Joe didn't want to answer the question. What you're proposing for Matt Gaetz and or Kevin McCarthy to do cannot become law with a Democratic-controlled Chuckie Schumer in the Senate and a Joe Biden as president. So it'll make us all feel good. And I agree in principle, we need to focus like a laser beam on the debt. You're exactly right. Could not agree with you anymore. Almost $33 trillion in debt. And a miserable economy under Joe Biden. It's a bad combination. Get your economy growing 4 or 5%. Get inflation in check. And you'll chip away at the debt. One thing I 100% agree with of Matt Gaetz, balanced budget amendment. We need a balanced budget amendment. Add it to the Constitution. Demand it. That'll force fiscal discipline.
Oh boy, that's the biggest ask of all.
You know what Democrats will do if we have a balanced budget amendment and they're in control? They'll just cut defense. You know, defense cuts.
Yep.
Slash, burn, you know, and add more.
Got to have pride centers and hiking trails and
cradle to grave programs is what they want to do.
Exactly.
Texture says, why are you ripping into Matt Gaetz? The swamp needs to be exposed and the House needs to start actually doing something. Expose the swamp rant Democrats and Republicans. If they are benefiting financially from their office, they need to be punished for it. I don't really feel like I'm ripping Matt Gaetz. I'm just saying, his tactic, in my mind, makes us feel good but doesn't get anything done. I'd rather focus on victories. And then I think the impeachment inquiry is a great reason, great example. Do it. Start it. Go. Take all the good work they've done and all this oversight to date. We wouldn't know half of what we know about the Biden crime family, the border, the Afghanistan withdrawal, the weaponization of government against us, had Republicans not taken control. Take a victory lap. That's good stuff. Now you add in the impeachment inquiry, they have more investigative power to be able to get these things, more subpoena power. It's fantastic. It's not kick a gift horse in the mouth.
I give some of that to Trump, too. You know? What he exposed. Just what him being there exposed.
Listener says, personally, I don't think Joe Biden is the 10% big guy. I'm thinking Joe's cut was larger. Thinking Obama was the big guy getting the 10% to look the other way on Joe's deals, probably.
Oh, yeah. Happened and on again, his watch.
We don't have to guess whether Joe Biden was cut into these deals. Hunter Biden says it on tape. It's in texts. It's in transcriptions of phone calls. This is not a guess. Not a guess. Listener says, here's an FYI for you.
Joe would disagree.
The North Dakota ACLU is going to be hosting a drag show happy hour at Fargo's Jasper Lounge today.
Pass.
Specifically designed to oppose the legislation to restrict drag performances in North Dakota.
Hard pass.
Yeah? Listener says, hey, it's an FYI for your listeners. We need to pose this. Keep up the good fight. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I don't know. These are adults doing adult things in an adult establishment. I have never had a problem with it, ever. Leave the kids alone.
Leave the kids alone. That's what
the
law says.
Leave
the
kids alone.
Senator Kevin Cramer takes your calls coming up.
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
For 10% off your order.